Blog Talk Radio.
Ship ahoy, ship ahoy, ship ahoy, ship ahoy now.
Tell me why, just so I can understand. And I don't want you to look at it don't want you to think that it's because Team Paris feels some kind of way. No. Well, no. Yeah, no. I'm going to say no. What it is that you want to know why you say you want tangibles, why you say you want to be put first, why you say you want specific things and you have all these needs and blah, blah, blah. But when someone comes around to give you those needs, you don't listen to that person. You don't want to read any of their materials that they give you. Instead, you listen to voices that are surrounded by racism and white supremacy that paved the way. And you're about that. You're about giving up your money to these people. You know what I mean? They've raised so much money, but none of them fed the homeless. None of them housed anybody. They've allowed all kinds of fucking atrocities to happen, but you're still fucking, like, taking it. You're still giving it to them, and then they have the audacity to ask black people to get behind the shit continuously. And I want to know why you would get behind that if you pay attention and you listen to a trust. You should be considered a trusted source. If not, it's your fault. You know what I mean? It's your fault. I say that because it's like, is it not right to issue to say that you make the bed that you need to lay in it? You know what I mean? I'm not going to take that back. I'm saying it just like that. You know, when you choose to throw on the cape for white people that will actively step on your black back and advance their political chess piece, right, to move up, and you're still in the same motherfucking position, there's got to be something wrong with this picture. And the fact that this continuously happens is even worse because you're allowing it to happen. You continuously keep the fucking motion going. So that's why they, like, you know, other places, they laugh at us because, you know, they're like, oh, well, you guys got to pick a side. And you got to go for one or the other. You don't have to vote.
Right.
I mean, I've known. I sat out the mayoral election because I didn't live in the city. But if I would have voted, I would have stayed. I mean, I would have contributed to my mate. You know, but I didn't live in Denver. I live in fucking Aurora. Not my fault. That's just the way my voucher landed. Okay? But I did my part for the black agenda. You see what I'm saying? I did my part for the black agenda. When we as black people ask for black tangibles and we want this, this, and this, and we keep saying this, and we're tired of da-da-da-da-da, whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop, then fucking stand on it. But don't turn your back on it when it's right there in your face. Then it's in your face. Then you don't want it. And then you turn around and you fucking say, all right, well, fuck you. Fuck you, black grassroots. I'm going to give my hard-earned dollar and my free vote of confidence to this white lady who not only tokenizes black people, right, but she'll use these three little fucking violin talking points, right, and act like there's some transparency there. But when good fucking journalism comes along, we find out that she's a side piece.
Mm-hmm.
For real. You know what I mean? Or him, you know, like, just, you know, he acts like he's part of the people, but really you come from a fucking really hot mountainous area, you know, where money's just flowing like a fucking free fall, like a fucking river. You got all these people just donating big donations, right? But nobody knows where their fucking Jesse? The other money that comes from other people. Oh, God, I can't.
The independent expenditures.
Nobody ever has an answer for their independent expenditures, and then they want to say, oh, I'm going to give this money back, right? Did she give the money back? Question mark. Right? Did she give the money back? Did she say, I'm not going to take this money from so-and-so on the golf course? Did she give the money back? Because I didn't read nothing yet. You know what I mean?
Right.
No question.
I highly doubt it.
And seriously, black people, you know, you probably think I'm the biggest motherfucking villain or asshole out there, right? But I'm doing this for you? These are the right questions. These are the questions we need to be asking. These are the thoughts that should be crossing your mind. Like, all right, it's one thing now that we got these two white people running, you know, they're in a runoff, right? But they're still asking for you to get behind them. They're still in black church acting a fool, acting like they're a part of, they know what's wrong, they have your best interest at heart, and you're just fucking, you're speeding it up, knowing goddamn well, when in 500 motherfucking years have they ever had your best interest at heart?
Never.
Really? Really, seriously. You know what I mean? They're not, you know, the one minute they could be allies, because I would say this to myself. Give me 1 or 2 hours with one of them, and I bet you they say the N-word. I bet you I push it enough, they say the N-word. So with the heart, you know, the ones that they're not allowed to say. I bet you, because that's just about as much time as they have before they flip off the fucking rocker and start fucking calling the motherfucker all kind of fucking ugly little names, because you kept pushing. Real shit. Don't they, I mean, it's a suspected white supremacy, or is it just white supremacy? It's white supremacy in my eyes, because if you ask me, when you start tokenizing black people, that's white supremacy.
Right.
You know what I mean? I feel like when people, you know, because what?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, what?
Sorry.
go ahead.
Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
Yeah,
I was
good.
Just saying it's a softer form of white supremacy, but yeah, still white supremacy at the end of the day.
White supremacy, in my version of things, it like, I kind of feel like I actively talking shit about white supremacy, you know, actively, you know, and I don't really make no qualms about it. But I see it,
right.
Like, that's how it is. I'm wondering why nobody else feels it, why nobody else sees it. And it's almost like a friend of ours said on one of his programs, you know, it seems like a waste of time that we can't stop because someone is listening. Someone's listening to it. Someone's going to do the right thing. But come on, man. Out of all the fucking, all the black Denverites that live here, right, you need to tell me that you have to put your vote up to the one or the other, it's a free country, because you don't really have to vote.
Right.
Especially with voting for tangible. Not intangible.
When none of them are offering anything specifically to black people. They offering shit to illegal immigrants.
No.
They offering shit to the LGBTQ.
Yep.
They offering shit to white people. They're not offering nothing specifically to black people, but they want black people to go out and vote for them.
Right. They want black people to fucking bend over backwards and give them the vote and hug them and tell them shit. Like, what I seen was, talking about, they represent the fucking community. Since when?
How? Exactly.
How do they represent the community when I'm like, you know, lately, I guess they could say I've been riding the motherfucking helmet of Kelly Butt, right? But all right. Well, okay, so let me just say this. I'm not really wrong, and I'm not going to apologize for it, because I feel in my heart of hearts that I'm doing the right thing. Why? Because it's a fucking, it's a hypocrisy. It's a fucking, it's a lie. It's a lie. And when you start doing racist shit, you do fucking, you, first of all, I don't like tokenizers, and I don't like liars. So, you know, when you start tokenizing and fucking doing all this extra shit, and then when you try to stand up for the black people that got tokenized, they don't want to hear it. They want to act like nothing happened. Maybe
you're
right. Yeah, you're the bad guy. You're the ass.
You're
right, because you said. Right, because I'm like, look, dude, look, you know, this broad, she done tokenized you, advanced her motherfucking chess piece, because you still in the same motherfucking position. You better go get your motherfucking money.
Right.
They don't want to hear that shit. They will be like, no, you're wrong, and you don't know what you're talking about, and that's not the way it is, and I've got paid. Did you? I don't think you did. I think you're just faking the funk because you're trying to fucking, because when is it a rip to fucking work for free?
Right.
You know, when has it been a rip to work for free? I don't work for free. You can't get me to do fucking anything for free. Like, I gotta really work and want it. And if I really want to do something for free, it's because that motherfucker that I'm doing the free shit for means something for me. Means something to me. Could it be like, you know, maybe my mate? Could be my fucking my baby brother. Could be, if not even gonna be my villain. Could be my best friend. You know what I mean? I only got two of them. You know, it could be something like that. I mean, you got to make it really compelling for me because I'm just not gonna do it. You know what I mean? I'm like, well, so what you got on that cash up, bro? You know what I mean? It let one of them ask me. Oh, for fuck no, man! You're gonna pay me. You know what I mean? The days of fucking getting over on fucking black people is fucking over. It should be over. Denver and everywhere else, it should be over. You know what I mean? You shouldn't just let them fucking get away with the fucking okie doke and say, oh, well, you know, just do it. Just help out. Just do it for a good cause. You know, we're trying to take over. We're going to change democracy. What fucking democracy?
Right.
You know what I mean? What are you talking about? Especially when you got the little stupid little violin playing this whole time and the violin don't even make no goddamn sense. It's the same fucking speech for fucking eight forms. Make it make sense. I mean, then you got the fucking, like, the motherfucking, everybody's endorsing. All right, check this out. Why is Mike Johnson getting all these endorsements after the fucking election? He had not one motherfucking endorsement up until the, on election night. You know what I mean? Now he's just gathering endorsements. This is the time to gather endorsements. What were you doing before that?
Yeah, because,
why did they want to endorse you before that?
Leslie endorsed them, and then, that Stephen asked Chris Hansen. He endorsed Kelly Brook today.
Chris Hansen. What? Okay, but either way. So now everybody's gathering endorsement. What the fuck is that going to do for you, man? You know, why is their old little fucking words so valuable? And they're raising all this motherfucking money, man, that, you know, it's getting ugly in our state. You know? At least I'm telling the truth.
Oh,
I don't know why the media isn't trying to portray it that way.
I think we got Sarge calling in. Sarge,
is
this you?
No, the devil has not appeared yet. What's going on, big dog?
Oh, how you doing, Oz?
I'm all right.
Yeah, this is Brother Nas, Lady Che. It's just me and Lady Che that's on the line
how
right
doing?
Now.
I'm bringing the question. How you doing, brother?
No, I'm listening. I'm hearing y'all go off about Denver politics. I don't know nothing about Denver. I've been there once, and I definitely got questions about the surrounding areas of Denver because I feel like those are the areas.
Mm-hmm.
Most black folks are not welcome in. So, yeah, so I'm just listening to y'all, man.
Yeah, it's a sundown state. It's definitely a sundown state. Go ahead, Lady K.
That's what I always call it, a sundown state. I feel like that because I live in just a little bit, like maybe 10 minutes outside of Denver in Aurora. So where I live is it's still kind of hot over here, but not as hot because I come from L.A. And I can just tell that they're always up to the bullshit, you know, the people over here, and it's always the police are always on some bullshit, you know what I mean? And so I would do a lot of little driving around my neighborhood, so I actively am watching them, and they find ways to make me feel fucking uncomfortable in my own neighborhood, so that don't stop me from fucking looking out for black people and from saying that it's not necessarily us committing all these irregular fucking crimes. It has to do with us and other people. They like to blame black people, but it's not really black people.
Ain't enough of us out there to be committing all of it.
Right.
But yeah, well, one thing I did see, though, is Denver is expensive as hell, man.
Yeah,
and I was
is.
Wondering, like, is there a way to, for them, like y'all talking about they got to pick the lease, is there a way for them to pick up any of that marijuana money, the tax revenue from that? Like, or are they
well,
just,
we,
you yeah, know,
we
don't
want
to
about that
We've been wondering the same thing because when Amendment 64 was passed, Brother Nas, back in 2012, because, you know, we were the first state to legalize marijuana, first for medical use, and then later came recreational. And that money was supposed to be used for the schools. That money was supposed to be used for education. And 10 years, 11 years later, yeah, because it's been 11 years, we still don't know where that money is going. And they're talking about the sales have actually went down. I don't know if it has something to do with COVID or what, but we're no longer the number one revenue generator of marijuana in the country. We're second now to Portland, Oregon.
Well, like, let me get in on this real quick.
Go ahead.
I feel like they've been lying about thank you, Jesse. This is my show today. they've been lying about this goddamn marijuana money because, you know, so when you look at when you go to a dispensary, they got all these taxes and stuff that's all written on the receipts and whatnot. However, when they do voting or whatever, they put things on the ballot. And it never not that it doesn't pass, it just doesn't get used for what it's supposed to be used for. So they've been lying about this shit for quite some time, and no one's really been calling it out. So when we call it out, right, they don't want to hear it. They just try to sweep it under the fucking rug because they want to. It's like they want to act like Colorado wants to act like or Denver wants to act like they don't have no money. But in reality,
right. They've
just been misappropriating the motherfucking funds, and they'd rather give their money and do their resources to everything but black people. Real shit. Or anything other than the unhoused, or other than
right. The
children, or other than anything of worthy fucking of actual cause that's worthy of the people, they'd rather not and lie about it and say they're doing it. Like a problem, like they're the problem. Try to fix the problem, only to create the same fucking problem in a revolving door. You know, then they want to be like, okay, well, now we got psychedelics here. And the same shit's going to happen with the psychedelic money as it did with liquor
marijuana
money, as they did with cigarette money, as they did with marijuana money. You know, and it's really shitty because that shit is expensive when you go to a dispensary. It's not like just back in the day when you could just get a simple dime bag. You hear me? It's complicated, seems
mm-hmm.
like.
Yeah, and like you were saying, they got all the taxes. They got the state tax, city tax, federal tax. I mean, every time I go to the dispensary, it's like three, four different taxes.
I do.
That's on the
receipt.
Yeah, I was wondering, and then talking to y'all, that got me just thinking. So I'm just flipping through. Police spending accounts for about a third of a budget in Colorado's biggest budget increase. Okay, so I assumed that was going to be what I was going to find, and of course that's there. And then the other part, like, stoners are hard to gather together to get anything going, especially after they get the amendment passed to where they can smoke, to get
mm-hmm.
them to be there as an enforcement arm to figure out where's the money and all of that. Woo, that's a tough thing to get done, man.
Yeah.
I think, too, that
I'm glad
pay
y'all
attention,
was on
even the people that have dispensaries, I don't think they're really, really fucking paying attention to all the fees and everything that's involved in it. They just, it seems like everybody's just so happy to just have something. That's what it seems like on the outside, where you don't have anybody really say, hey, look, I'm tired of my clientele getting taxed, like, damn, they're an extra $20 when they come in here just to buy some herb or a fucking vape or whatever they're doing. You know what I mean? And, like, they don't push the fucking, they don't push the medical cards like they used to either.
No.
They used to push them all the time in the Westward or whatever. Like, we have the Westward.
Mm-hmm.
They used to put them all the time in the back in the coupons. Like, get your red card for $50. Like,
yeah.
You don't see them pushing that shit off anymore.
Well, in our state, you if you have a concealed carry, you can't have a red card. It's one or the other. So either you can practice your Second Amendment or you can have a medical card. But they don't let you have both.
They still can't let go of that reefer madness stuff, man. So they're progressive enough to understand that marijuana is not the devil's lettuce and scary like people were being told, but then they still got that. Okay, that's a crazy provision. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I had the paperwork to get a red card. I had the paperwork to get a red card, and then I had had a situation where I ended up losing all my paperwork. So I would have to go and try to reapply, but I have a concealed carry. So I can't get a red card and have a concealed carry at the same time.
And if you're picking, hell, you're going to choose the concealed carry every time over that. So, yeah, I get that. Man, that's crazy, though, that you shouldn't have to make that choice because no matter what, alcohol and firearms are always the most dangerous combination. So,
right.
How does that work?
Man.
I feel like people, I feel like it's user beware. You know what I mean? Like, some people just can't handle themselves, and I don't know what the fuck happens, but they're outside doing stupid shit. You know, when you could just, like, I had many guns in my lifetime, and I could drink and not act stupid and go outside and hurt nobody. You know what I mean? I ain't got to be pointing it around. I just knew where the fuck it was and mind my own business. You know what I mean? But now it's so, like, you see everybody just getting catched, fucking just going on the wrong block fucking to look for the right, wrong address or, you know what I mean? You just, it's just like a, like wrong place, wrong time shit. It's really reckless, but it's stupid. I don't know. And then they're not really changing the gun laws. They're not really making advancements. I think they're just stalling out. You know what I mean? That's what it looks like, stalling. Nothing really changes. You know, it's just, they talk about it for a little bit, like they're doing something, and then it gets pushed back somewhere in the house, and you never see it again until somebody brings it up, and it barely moves a little bit. You know what I mean? But I feel like it's really happening.
Man, so when you think about it, because y'all the epicenter for, I guess, mass shooting, too, because, the first,
bad
in our time.
Columbine, that was a very affluent area of the metro area. That place, that neighborhood where Columbine is at, you don't want to get your car after dark. That is definitely a sundown area. It's one of those gated covenant communities. I remember They did. I did a job out there. I had this little windows cleaning job. It was for like a summer, and they would put us purposely out there to clean these people's windows. And I literally remember these crackers following me around the whole neighborhood, asking me what I was doing there, did I have a ride, and when I was leaving.
What is that over there? Highlands Ranch here?
No, it's called Platte Valley. Platte Valley.
You're definitely in the wrong place, brother. Like, that happened to me when I went to Highlands Ranch. I was over working late at night, and I got off my job and waiting for the bus, and I was listening to music, and, just fucking standing there listening to music, dancing around late at night, like 9 o'clock, just feeling the vibe of the music. And I was like, whoo, that's the sound of the police. You know what I mean? What are you doing here? Waiting for the motherfucking bus. Got off this job. What job do you work at? That building right there, that building's closed. Well, yeah, it's like 9 o'clock.
That's just got off.
Since when? Like, you know, you think about it, you're like, It's only 9 o'clock, man. I stay up till like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. What are you talking about? And then they're like, no, you're in the wrong spot. And I'm like, please hurry up, bus. Please hurry up. You know what I mean? And
how it was when I worked on.
When you come to your own city.
Yeah, it was like that. I had a sign holding job that I had got from one of my white friends. He had seen it on Craigslist. And it was for this Mexican restaurant called Mi Casina. So I was literally out there flipping a sign for like 8 hours a day. And these crackers was rolling by calling me a bunch of niggers. And what are you doing here, nigger? And all this. And I had, this was back when Trayvon Martin had just happened. George Zimmerman had just got acquitted. Mike Brown had just got killed. And I was out there with my Black Lives Matter t-shirts and I Can't Breathe t-shirts, and I had all that stuff. What if I don't want to keep calm? Remember those stupid keep calm t-shirts? I had a t-shirt. It was all blue, and it said, what if I don't want to keep calm? And these crackers used to roll by, call me everything but a child of God. And then one day, some reporter that wrote for the Littleton Independent, she did a whole article on me, and I exposed the mugs for what they were. Because, see, here in Colorado, these crackers out here, they try to act like, oh, we're not like that. We're not those kind of crackers. We're different. And it's like, no, the hell you're not. The only thing that's different about y'all than what they are in the South is that y'all are more covert with your racism. But y'all are still a bunch of racist white supremacists. You still don't want black people in your neighborhood, in your communities. And you look at us like you've never seen us before. But yet, you know, y'all love hip-hop so much. Y'all love black culture so much. But y'all hate us. So this lady, she did a whole article on me. And I was like, yeah, they try to pretend like, you know, Colorado's such a liberal state. And they're not like that. And I said, no, they're racist white supremacists just like everywhere else. And that article came out.
What did Malcolm say? As long as you're south of that Canadian border,
yourself.
You know what's ironic about that, though, y'all? Those gated communities you're talking about, those are some of the areas with the highest rates of domestic violence, highest rates of suicide, drug abuse, like all that stuff hidden behind like
stuff.
The veil of them being like these pristine, wealthy communities, but all of the ragged stuff you can find in a so-called bad neighborhood is going on back there.
Right.
That's what I was saying earlier. That's exactly what I was talking about earlier. I was like, give me like 2 hours. I bet you I'll get one of them motherfuckers to say the fucking, to call somebody the hard N word within 2 hours, because that's about as long as they got. That's how long as you got when you keep president within like 2 hours, man. They're fucking calling somebody out. They're saying it, and then it's like, ooh, hot mic moment. I knew it. Because that's how long it takes.
Yeah.
We went for that shit. You know what I mean? Like, I actually went for that shit.
And they got the police on C-Dow. I lost count how many times they caught the police on me while I was working out there on County Line and Broadway. See, County Line and Broadway is where Douglas County, Arapahoe County, and Jefferson County, they all meet at the same point. And them crackers out there, they're racist as hell. Like, I would never live in Centennial. And I would never live in Littleton. Mm-mm. And I damn sure would never live in Highlands Ranch.
And what about downtown? Like for the Nuggets and stuff like that. Like when y'all go out and go to Denver or the Broncos and all
pool.
That.
I actively roam around this bitch freely. Like they try to say the downtown's so dangerous. Like all these white people, they're always acting like they're so fucking dangerous. And really what it is, wherever they're doing work, you know, for the, you know, advocating for the unhoused and whatnot, right? And they always act like it's so dangerous. I actively just mob around any time of night, whenever the fuck I feel like it, in all sorts of areas, especially downtown. If anything, you should be worried about them. The police are the fucking danger.
Right.
The police are the danger. You know, I've adequately came for the streets, so I know how to maneuver the streets. I know how to, you know, my, keeping myself, and I definitely know how to handle myself. I don't understand why people are so scared to walk around at night. Like, for what? Like, what? Like, I don't get it. You know what I mean? And I guess I could never understand because I freely maneuver. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand what the fuck is fear.
I don't never feel unsafe downtown. Like, but
no,
so when I ran for mayor and all, there was a whole bunch of, we had a whole bunch of forums and debates, and it kept coming up, like, what are we going to do about safety in downtown Denver? And how, because there was people that were complaining that were coming from other cities for these conventions and stuff that, oh, they didn't feel safe walking downtown. Mind you, downtown is under a renovation, a massive $1 million-plus renovation. So we have a mall downtown called the 16th Street Mall, and it's under a massive renovation. So they're doing all this construction. So downtown, since COVID, downtown is like a ghost town. There is nobody down there. These mugs talking about, oh, we don't feel safe. And I'm like, every time I go downtown, I'm like, what is not to feel safe about this? Like, there's nobody down here. And then he did all these arrests. They arrested like 1,500 people last spring and summer. So there's nobody down there. Like, the transportation hub, Union Station, when I go there now, it's a complete ghost town. Like, there's nobody there. But they were complaining, talking about, oh, there's all this drug use going on. There's people sleeping here and there's people sleeping there. Oh, we lost Nas. But, yeah, it's just a bunch of bullshit.
But then we see the police profiling black people just trying to get away from them, you know what I mean? And they come out there with their little dogs, and they putting on gloves like they ready to do something. And you got brothers and sisters walking away like, "Yeah, leave me alone, stop following me." And it's real shit. Like, I would say the same fucking thing. Why the fuck you following me for? I'm minding my own motherfucking business. Why you putting on gloves? Why you got a dog? A dog is a motherfucking extra fucking officer. You know what I mean? You got to set your dog loose. And we watch that shit, and I'm just kind of disgusted because the philanthropists down there, the little rich people that own the business, they're like vigilantes. They actively don't like, and I would say that's probably the real racist shit, is the fucking white people down there that have the money to go ahead and get up in the mayor's pocket, push all these sneaking apps and all this extra shit. That's the real fucking danger. No, I wouldn't really be worried about fucking unhoused people. To really be worried about that.
The same business and property owners that live in Highlands Ranch and Centennial and Parker and the surrounding areas. We have lost you, Brother Nas. Welcome back.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, man. Just dropped off real quick when you were starting the story you were telling about when you was running.
Yeah, so they were talking, they kept asking stupid questions like, what are y'all going to do about the crime downtown? What y'all going to do about this? What are you going to do about that? And I'm like, look, I'm the only one that's going to wants to defund and abolish the police. Police ain't doing nothing. They ain't solving no crimes. They ain't stopping no crime. They ain't doing nothing but harassing, disturbing, and terrorizing the unhoused downtown. And there's not even unhoused people downtown like that anymore. Like, the way they make it seem like you go downtown and it's just rows and rows of tents, and there's just a whole tent cities everywhere. And it's like, no, that's not the case. Where the tent cities are is around where the service providers are. We got all these service providers out here, Colorado Coalition for the Homeless, Salvation Army, Jesus Saves, the Unsamaritan House, because it's not a Samaritan House. All of those entities are all co-located in the same area that we call the Triangle, but yet they upset because people are camping out because they want to be close to their case manager. They want to be close to the services, but yeah, they don't want to see it.
Right.
So it's out of sight, out of mind. So they do these damn sweeps. They call them incumbent cleanups with their sweeps. And their sweeps,
as long as they don't see it, it doesn't exist, right? Yeah, if they don't see it, it doesn't exist. That's their motto. That guilt be eating them up from inside. Because to admit that, you know, it's an oppressive white supremacist state, they have to accept that they're bad people. But if you want to be a good person, you can just say these people are the problem, and if only we could get these people together, everything would be up. And they do that in every major city. Don't go downtown. It's like it's like Iraq, it's like this, it's like that. And then
that's
you add on top of that, like, the hysteria.
Yeah.
You remember after, like, in 2020 when all these, you know, all of the marches and the movement was going on, all
yeah.
of a sudden, after it was all over, these folks said, yeah, and they burned down all the major cities in the country. You know, what? No major city burned down. What are y'all talking about? But
right.
they're convinced that that happened.
Yeah, they want to make it seem like it was 1968 around this place, and it was nowhere close. 1968, yeah. I can see them saying that in 1968. Yeah, they burned down all the cities, and yeah. I can see that then, but nah. These mugs, they was out there, the police is out there burning people's camps, burning people's tents. They have these vigilantes, these white supremacist vigilantes that go around cutting people's tents up, lighting them on fire. And they try to say, oh, no, it's the unhoused. It's because they're smoking meth. It's because they're smoking blues. They blew up the whole block. Remember, Lady Che, remember when that whole they tried to blame that propane tank blowing up on the unhoused? They're like, yeah, this is why we don't allow them to have propane tanks, because they're just going to blow the whole city up.
That's
and
all
it's
they
so
do
much
is
propane.
They confiscate everything. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, they confiscate the propane tanks from the unhoused trying to stay warm or whatever, right? But they always got some shit to say. They always got something to say, like, oh, the unhoused has too much stuff. They always have this, they always have that, right? But really, you need to be taxing the motherfucking people that live in the apartments to be throwing away whole couches and beds and
right.
because they don't know how to take it to fucking Google. Instead,
right.
fucking unhoused get a bad rap for wanting to fucking have simple comforts like you have in your motherfucking crib where you sit on your couch and you sit on your bed and you fucking have guests and company over. They're outside. They just want to have the same fucking little luxuries that you get. But no, you got to punish them and fucking say, oh, the other people that live in the apartments, they're being harassed. They're being terrorized. They have to go outside. And when they come across unhoused people using the restroom in the alley, I mean, that's just such a bad look for Denver, blah, blah, blah. Man, this shit has been going on since the dawn of time. Like, what the fuck
right.
are you talking about? In fact, you should really be
right.
punishing the fucking people that live in the houses because they're the ones who fucking are wasteful. You got people
right.
who are refurbishing your shit that you go over there and have them sweeped up the next week, throw it all in a motherfucking dumpster, crush it, and take it to a fucking landfill when it could have went to a fucking storage for people who are getting their first apartment that needs furniture and shit. Could have it
right.
refurbished, but instead they don't want to do that. They just want to talk shit and punish people for their fucking ills. You know what I mean? When it's them who caused the problem in the first fucking place.
Right. Now, and look, I got one for y'all because, look, I'm in Atlanta. So a couple
mm-hmm.
of years ago, a little bypass, like, connector to the highway, like, one of the bridges failed. Like, it just disconnected and came down. Huge traffic accident, big problem. And, you know, of course, this is because we're in a red state. They don't believe in paying for infrastructure. They don't believe in taxes or anything. So, of course, you got crumbling stuff here. Man,
yeah.
they ran a news story and blamed the homeless dude. Said he had burned the bridge and burned the overpass part of the bridge and caused it to collapse. And they ran with that lie for a couple of days, man. It was insane.
Well,
so I get exactly what y'all saying.
One of our media personalities out here, he called himself going to Atlanta because his one of his daughters go to Spelman, and he was out there for like a week, and he was Spelman, and he was like, I don't see no unhoused people out here. Like, where are all the unhoused people? He was in the West End, and he was in Five Points in Atlanta. And he was like, I don't see any unhoused people. Where are the unhoused people? What did they end up doing with all the unhoused people? Because I remember there used to be a lot of unhoused people in underground Atlanta, in the Five Points District, in the West End. And are they starting to gentrify Atlanta, or has that already been in full effect?
Yeah, they started to gentrify, especially on the West End. That's where a lot of that displacement happened. But, yeah, there's still a lot of unhoused people, especially at Five Points and Little Five Points.
Right.
But one of their tricks is
right.
to run them off during the day.
Yeah. I called Cap on that, too.
Yeah.
I called Cap
I see
on that.
Time.
He said it easily. When Oprah
No, they're
said,
definitely down
said,
here.
Yeah, he said there was no, I don't see any homeless people at all. They got one of the cleanest the cities where everybody's just housed and they're just da-da-da. I was like, man, that's all cap.
What?
I was like, there's homeless people everywhere. What do you mean like you're not looking or you just don't want to, you want to ignore it like these white people do and act like they don't see it until it's all in their fucking face. I see, you know what I mean? I was like, there's homeless people everywhere. You can tell me Atlanta don't got their own little sections of fucking unhoused fucking encampments here and there. You know what I mean? They might not be big, but they might be big. Who knows? You know what I mean? We're not there. We got to just listen.
So they're on the highway.
Somebody who just started busy.
Oh, well, no, you're right, 100%. They're like, they're on the highway, like under the underpass. And then one way is that they get away from, you know, some of the harassment from police and businesses calling police on them. They'll get on the subway and they'll stay on for hours until later on when everything starts to open, the service centers, the shelters. And we lost 2 shelters within the last 5 years. And you already know what happens when that happens. You close the shelter. And now the other shelters are overwhelmed because too many people, they got too many people that they, you know, they can't serve because they don't have the budget for them. So it's, you know, it's the same.
I got a question. Did y'all get a, like, you know, we're in a sanctuary city, but did y'all get a heavy influx of motherfucking immigrants over the last year? Over the last year or two, like a heavy influx of immigrants?
Yeah, but it's more outside of Atlanta, like working at the chicken processing plants and some of these, you know, these jobs that people can't make a living on, they got them out there. But then you got to remember this about Atlanta. During the 90s, they had a certain, I don't know how they got this statute, but they got a refugee statute for Clarkston, Georgia. So in Clarkston, Georgia, most of the international communities are there. So it's a lot of Somalians, Bosnians from the wars back in the 90s, Ethiopia. Like, you got everybody in that little one area. So you got a lot of them there. They got their own communities, their own food. And then, of course, Buford Highway is, like, one of the most international places in America where it's restaurants and people from everywhere there. So it's a lot of it. But as far as the stuff that white people get mad about all the time, and the immigrants and immigrants and immigrants, man, they got heavy ICE patrol here, heavy deportation. So those people are kind of, you know what I mean? You're trying to stay under the radar. Huh?
Yeah, no, I think I'm the only one that's really, I think, like, you know, I think I'm probably the only one that's really mad and been making scenes about it lately because they managed to have housing, right? They managed to have housing, like, so readily available for these people that haven't even went through the process. Like, I have family that have went, I have family from South Africa, right, that have went through the process. It took them, like, 10, 15 years to get naturalized. They went through the whole process, had whole families and everything. They did everything the right way, right? And so, you know, it took them forever to get situated in life, but they managed to do it, and everything's beautiful, right? But these people coming, you know, they've been coming in. But they come in now and they're like the one lady was like, we got like 1,500 apartments, and, you know, just ready to place them. We just try to find them jobs, and they're getting them jobs. And these people have been here like maybe 30 days, right? 30 to 60 days, and they get they got a brand new motherfucking apartment with a brand new stove. Yeah, like I'm living in a dive ass apartment right now. You know, you're like I'm really upset. I ain't even got no heat in my shit. I'm really mad about it. So. But I'm like, how is this possible when you come here and they fill up all of our we only had a handful of shelters in the downtown area. But they fill up the shelters and they kick our regular residents, which is usually our black brothers and sisters, out of the shelter, right? They kick them out of the shelters. They house them quickly. They give them all the resources, all the bells and whistles, medical care, everything, you know what I mean? And they're ready to move them in, move them along within 30 to 60 days. And I'm like, I'm the asshole because I'm bringing it up. And I'm like, we've been waiting. There's motherfuckers like me that were waiting 10 years still to get into an apartment when they just kicked out fucking like a whole hotel with veterans, right? Where they tell get into the.
There's an update on that.
Yeah, I know. Hold on a second. Hold on, Jizzy. I read the update. They say, oh, well, go outside. You know, you come in here, get a job, do this, blah, blah, blah. We're going to stabilize you. And then they ended up kicking them all out, right? Only for an article, which I think is cap two, which is an article to write that everybody got housed. When just 2 weeks ago, and we were in City Celtica, 2 weeks ago, they were like, we don't have vouchers. We don't have anything. I'm going to lose my schooling. One brother was like, I go to school. I can't, you know. The other brother was like, I can't go into the shelters. They want to put me in the shelter. 3 years of stabilizing these brothers, right? Stabilizing. They get jobs. They get fucking, they put their life together all to get thrown back out on the street at that time, which is 2 weeks ago. Thrown back out on the street, go to shelter. You know what I mean? What was the fucking point? And then to write an article, which I say is cap, because that's just me, because I'm like, no way. They weren't willing to put anybody in voucher programs 2 weeks ago from city council. So I feel like they just made that up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, no way everybody got housed. Mm-hmm. They didn't do that for all the other places they done closed down. You know what I mean? And these people were actively crying. You had veterans in there, like sickly, vulnerable fucking veterans, older gentlemen in there, just like, I could go to a shelter. And yeah, they were going to throw them out on the street.
Yeah, so you remember how they, when COVID hit, they started opening up all these hotels and motels, and they were like, oh, these are going to be COVID-restricted housing, temporary housing for people. And then all of a sudden, they got all them billions of dollars for these programs, and then all of a sudden the money supposedly ran out, and now they don't have enough money to keep funding these programs. So now everybody has in those programs got to go back out on the street.
And meanwhile, those hotels had 0% occupancy during COVID. So to get that government money was a windfall for them. That was free money that they wouldn't have gotten, because a lot of them were damn near destitute. Because, dude, during COVID, think about it, a hotel, 0% occupancy, still paying power, water, everything else. They was catching hell, and the government bails them out, and then they throw the people out. And just to real quick on that Atlanta thing, always remember this. America has one of the lowest birth replacement rates in the world as far as, you know, just reproducing yourself. So that's why, you know, with all these wars and everything else, that's why it's always necessary for them to bring in the refugee class. And, of course, the refugee class, they treat them well at first. Why? Because you got to sell them on the American dream, stuff you can't tell American citizens no more because they know better. So you got to sell this group on that. Hey, you come in, you work hard, you put your head down. 2 years later, you'll be on five. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to sell them on that. So that's the con. But when you go into these neighborhoods and you see the exploitation, bro, it is astounding. Like, the area I told you about earlier, the refugee area, they driving around in, like, 1996, you know, a Honda or whatever you want to say, and they're getting it at a, you know, buy here, pay here car lot, where the dude is just putting the juice on them. The interest rate is crazy. The down payment is damn everything they got. They got the GPS locator on. If you miss a payment, they shut the car off. You can't move.
Yep.
Like, dog, they are pulling every nickel out of those people's pockets, man. It is insane. And I ain't even going to talk about the lack of access to the grocery store and all the other stuff you're supposed to have in the municipality. But man, that's the con they run on the people.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like this too, brother, that the media, obviously we can't rely on the fucking white media to tell the truth about anything. So that's why we stay over there with the new black media. But I feel like this, that it's not the only time they show anything happening in other cities is when something bad happens, you know, to one of our young brothers and sisters out there. You know, that's the only time we ever hear anything. So when we're actively asking questions, we got to reach out to our family out there whenever they call it or whenever we can get a hold of them and find out the real details, because it's like they don't want us to know. They don't want other states to know what's going on in the South. They don't want y'all to know what's going on over here in the Midwest or the West. You know what I mean? and it's just keeping everybody in the dark. But when we all get together, we start chopping it up. We're like, oh no, it's like this, and you can't live here. You can't afford to live here. You know, the rent's so fucking high, and the amount of pay isn't even worth it. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. And then we're stuck.
Ten years ago,
they're still moving us from one state to the other, though. You know what I mean? Like, if you really look at it, they're finding a way to push out black people everywhere.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. 10 years ago, Dr. Claude Anderson said they were going to do this, too, by the way. So shout out to Dr. Claude Anderson. But, yeah, like 10 years ago when I was here in Denver, like the average one bedroom was like $500, $600, $700. Now the average one bedroom is $1,800
for 2 G's. Yeah, like my apartment is in the bad area. My apartment is like that. It was like $475.
They turn in Atlanta into the new Hollywood, and there's a lot of tech companies that's moving there too. I heard.
They're getting tax breaks and all kind of bennies to come down here, and of course, this is the story of Oakland, right? With all the Wall Street companies, so they come down here to Atlanta, they get all these benefits, drive the market rate to ridiculous numbers that the locals can't handle, and now the locals, some people who grew up in Atlanta, now they're living on the outskirts of Atlanta. And, you know, you don't have everything a city's supposed to have. No public transportation, no just real city works. And then you got to drive in or public transit or whatever into the city, which is costing you more and you're spending more of your day. So you're adding that on top of your transportation, on top of your 8 hours of a shift. So I feel like we're telling the same story because we're all looking at similar conditions. And then to the sister where she was just talking about when we talk and we start to connect all the stuff. And then you can take that to the international level. It's like once we start building international movements, you see that's who they come after. I've never seen COINTELPRO go after a conservative preacher who was telling people to pull themselves up by their bootstraps. Why? Because they ain't scared of that. That don't affect them.
Right.
But when you start having solidarity with other places, y'all start talking about what you face and what they face. Oh, that's when they start, you know, trying to distract and cause problems. Because they know that's a threat.
Yep. Here in Denver, they're moving us further east and further south.
Mm-hmm.
So our historically black areas, like 5 points, because we have a 5 points out here too, the 5 points, the traditional area known as the East Side, Park Hill, Montbello. We're being pushed out of those areas into Aurora, where Lady Che is at, and in the surrounding areas, the surrounding counties, because Denver is surrounded by 5 counties. So we got people moving outside of Denver because they can't afford to live in Denver. And they did all this under a black mayor. That was the worst part about it. We had a coon-ass mayor named Michael Hancock, and for 12 years... We
got one now trying to build Cop City, brother. Same thing.
That's
a mistake in itself too. I mean, just the fact of the name alone should just want to deter motherfuckers from even advocating for anything like that. Like, I don't want anything named Cop anything. You know what I mean? I'm all about let's the fuck out of it. Like, fuck this shit. And they're shooting. They're so determined to build that shit. And there's motherfuckers that are gonna get behind it and support it, and it's just look, man, it's supposed to be like a training facility, right, or some shit like that. But I'm like, look, the culture's fucked. You can't give them training. It's the culture. The culture's been shit from the start. This is the fucking patty rollers. This is a motherfucker's control because that culture can't be
protect property and beat the hell out of protect property and beat the hell out of the undesirables. That's the job.
Yeah.
And they're displacing poor people who live in that area on the west side, and they're cutting down miles of forest land that was already there, trees and everything, and cutting all that shit down. To build.
They shot
old
boy.
They killed
old boy.
They shot a Moon City Indian style, and they capped that dude like 13 fucking times and lied about it. They know they killed him. Everybody knows they killed him. And then they want to be like, oh, well, you know, let's be at peace. And the city's on rest because they did that shit. All because they wanted to go through. They can't not have nothing that's not going to be any more oppressive or fucking murderous to us. We have to have that. Like, there isn't any more bad shit going on that oppresses, kills fucking black people, children, and women. You know what I mean? Like, it's just adding to that. And they killed that man. They know they killed that man.
That was straight up
murder, and then got off one round. Yeah, he got to run around. They shot that motherfucker like 13 times. He said Indian style. That's what the fucking the paperwork said. It said he was sitting Indian style.
Well, now it's coming back worse. They claimed he shot first, and that's what caused it. Then, okay, they check his hands. No gunpowder on his hands. No visible weapon there. Yeah. Nobody knew of him ever possessing a weapon. And, you know, like you said, 35-plus wounds in him, exit wounds in him. And he was like you said, he was on his knees, and he had his hands up in a surrender fashion. And they just straight up executed that dude, man. Like,
you got to think, too, the forest activists, people that are out there with the forest and doing all that. They're pretty peaceful, man. You know, they might chain themselves up to some trees and shit. They might make it difficult for a couple of days, whatever, so you fucking cut them down. But they're not. They're usually really fucking peaceful. You might get a little loud or whatever.
They got sense enough not to use violence against a state that has a monopoly on violence. Right, they're smarter than that.
Right.
And then
you
look at them trump up the charges, so they're charging all of them with domestic terrorism. You feel
And is it true that there was like a massive community that has sprung up out there, and they went ahead and tore down that massive encampment community and used that?
They got them up out of
there. And then with this cop city, they keep trying to say it's going to be a ghost city. That's going to be for training purposes. If you ask me, that's a FEMA camp. They want to put a FEMA camp there because when the other shit go down, that's where they want to put everybody.
Homeless Square in Chicago, where they had a ghost site, where they were disappearing black people, where they were putting people through torture, through Burgess and all them other captains of Chicago, where they were torturing people off-site, no charges. No, not letting your family aware that you were even arrested. There's really no arrest on paper, and just disappearing people. So you get in something like that, ain't gonna tell it how far they're gonna go with it. And then they're gonna be training other cops to come down here, because they're gonna charge other. Like their main thing is this is a big cash grab, because the police that they send to Israel now for training, they're gonna be sending there, and that means you're gonna get a piece of their state budget. So if you just keep rotating police forces in there.
That's what I was saying. I was like, anybody who believes anything that the white media is saying is, you might as well just slap yourself real, real motherfucking hard. It's a fucking lie. I mean, they'll do anything to get rid of us and add the buffer classes and anything that's going to fucking go along with the propaganda, because it's all about fucking politics at the end of the day. You know what I mean? They need the numbers to match up, and they need the fucking votes to go the right way. And if we're standing in the fucking way of that, then by all means, you got to get ghosted up. You got to get up out of here. You know? They'll disappear you. They'll fucking do whatever. I mean, just like when he was running for mayor, remember? I told you, Jesse, like, I'm over here cruising around, mobbing around, and motherfuckers roll up over me, telling that, they're not going to be another black mayor, right? And I'm like, you real bold just driving around in your whip yelling obscenities outside your motherfucking window. You know what I mean? You see this motherfucker over your motherfucking head. It doesn't matter what you say. If we really want something to happen, make it motherfucking happen. You know, it doesn't take a lot of people. It just takes the right people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's all I got.
Right.
They just make it change. Yeah, they
was busting off playbooks from the 50s, though.
Yeah.
You heard me? They busted off the old playbook from the 50s. It was like outside agitators. I'm like, what the fuck? These communists and came down here and Right, because people know better now,
nobody's really paying attention to the real fucking agendas that are being at play right now. Like, there's a lot of fucking agendas being at play, and we're not asking the right fucking questions. I'm like, I'm asking the right questions because I feel like I'm super cognizant of what's going on, and these agendas right here are designed to take us away from the main fucking point right now, which is fucking reparations, right? Mm-hmm. That's the main point. You know what I mean? So they're trying to distract us from that, or sweep it under the rug and act like it didn't happen, and all these motherfuckers will come back to that in a few years. No, now, you know what I mean? So they're trying to do anything to undermine that, and then to place all these other agendas, and nobody's acting like they're not paying attention, like the trans agenda and the motherfucking everything that's going on in the whole like Tennessee and shit. You know what I mean? Like, nobody gives a fuck about that. Like, really, people don't give a fuck about that right now. They're worried about reparations.
Right.
They're going to push all these fucking agendas.
So if you can get them talking about smaller issues, they never get to the bigger issues.
Right.
Yeah,
and look, me, brother, and Shabaka talked about this a couple months ago. We're like, look, all of these state reparations bills that keep coming up, like, it's like they're doing that to discredit the idea of reparations. Because, for one, reparations come from the federal government. State policy anyway.
Right.
But if you do it on a statewide basis and it fails, you can always point to that and say, see, it would never work. We tried it in California. Look at this. Look at this. Look at that.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm with you on that. I feel like that's an agenda.
And they're trying to sabotage that.
They're trying to remix it, sabotage it. But, like, when I saw the task force, I was like, okay, look, man, I know I'm a fair-skinned motherfucker, okay, but you should have people on the reparations task force that are fucking foundational Black Americans, okay? I just say, I don't give a fuck. There's no bias here. This is exactly how I feel about it, right? So when you have foreigners, you got Asians, you got the whites up there, you know what I mean? You got people, you know, that are constantly on that task force. You got people constantly saying, nope, this ain't right. This ain't right. You need to adjust this. You need to tweak that. You need to fix this. And fake, you know what I mean? And it just keeps pushing it back and stalling out. And then, two, the numbers never going to be never really making the right amount of sense, it seems like. You know what I mean? Like, you need the numbers to make sense, right? So there's always going to be some fucking politician that's going to stand in the way of acting like they know what's best for Black people. You know what I mean? And including, and not limited to, the fucking task force itself. You know what I mean? Because there's a couple of people right there that kind of actively stall out the fucking the shit from moving forward. You know?
First it was that Andrew Devon, and then the damn rapper, and I went to Ghana with Kamala Harris.
Right.
Reverend Amos.
And I feel like any reparations talk where the numbers are certified by Dr. Darity, it's like, how would I even want to be involved? It's like, this dude dedicated the majority of his, well, not the majority, but a huge chunk of his life to this very issue, and he's an economist who has the skill to handle it,
right.
And we got preachers. We're talking to preachers and stuff, and I'm like, man, come on.
Right. Did nobody consult Dr. Claude Anderson? Like,
yeah,
we have.
We have people that know the numbers and know the fucking risks and know what it takes to fucking make it happen. You know what I mean? And they didn't consult anybody. They just grabbed a couple motherfuckers off. It seems like, in my opinion. This is my opinion. It seemed like they just grabbed a couple of motherfuckers from the office and threw them all together on fucking around the round table and said, now we're going to discuss reparations. You know what I mean? And it's upsetting. It's upsetting to everybody who comes in there to speak to the council. It's upsetting for people who call in. We can't, like, I can't even call in, man. It's just some bullshit. But it's upsetting, and you got people dealing with their own fucking traumas. This shit is traumatic. But do you think they ever apologize for it? They ever say, we're sorry we're triggering all you foundational Black Americans. we're sorry that we triggered you guys to dig deep and go into your family arms and, you know, situations where, you know, this has happened to you. You know, we know that we need to add this to the constantly building taxes. Like, they owe money for everything. You know what I mean? Like, seriously, every day people are traumatically traumatized and harmed in this motherfucking city or any city in the United States. Actively fucking traumatized and harmed. And they're just going to be like, okay, well, would you give me this, this, this? And keep in mind, this is the goal from California. It's got to hit nationwide. Every
yep.
state has to do this shit.
But like Nas said,
every
it's supposed
state.
To come from the federal government. And who controls the federal government?
Yeah.
The president of the United States. So, Biden,
mm-hmm.
Trump, any of these mugs.
Yeah, he's not really
Robert F. Kennedy, any of these mugs running for president, they're going to have to cut the goddamn check if they want the black vote. That's the message that we are sending nationwide. Like, look, y'all want us to participate in this bullshit in 2024? Y'all going to have to come up with some goddamn tangibles. Otherwise, black people just going to sit at home.
That's what I'm saying.
And the sad part about this is, like, you could say, and I know a lot of people hate Jesse now, but at one time, Jesse was a fighter, and Jesse was getting some things done, but he found out the limits of white liberalism, and he
mm-hmm.
found out how quickly they could turn racist on you. But
oh, yeah.
the thing that stands out, though, when you think about somebody like Jesse is he believes in his system, he thinks the system can work if it's done fairly. Problem is Jesse didn't understand that, but they don't believe in that, Jesse.
Right.
So when he got up there in his Rainbow Coalition and they turned on him and threw him over the boat, you know, he was just a political scavenger. At that point, he had nowhere to go because of the way that they did it. And now, like you think from Obama to Biden or any Democrat right now, they terrified of the idea of reparations because they know their centrist liberal constituency is going to walk away from them and go to the other side. So they scared to say it. Biden get up, when they bring it up, Biden get up there and get the mealy-mouthing and talk about all kinds of stuff that ain't got nothing to do with race. Terrified of it.
Yeah.
And Obama directly said no because he knew the white constituents would like that. And that was, you know, that was good for him. Polling-wise.
Yeah,
but
you got
bad
like Mitch McConnell. You got motherfuckers on the other side of the aisle, Mitch McConnell, that talk about, yeah, Obama was y'all reparations. Like, no.
There's a black
dude.
I want to say South Carolina the other day. He said
oh,
you should
oh,
pay
North Carolina. Oh, the lieutenant governor.
North Carolina.
Oh,
okay,
man.
You got it.
Yeah, we got a crumb bum on that code. Oh, my God. But see, that's what I was telling Lady. I don't know if I should make this public, but Lady Chase, she might run for city council in Aurora. And she was asking me if she should run under a party. And I was like, well, you know, if you run under a party, you're going to have to toe the line. They're going to want you to toe the line.
Yeah,
otherwise, they're not going to support
yeah,
you.
Yeah, like, I have a big issue with that, right? Because, like, I said, like, in my defense, when he says toe the line, I'm like, well, what does that mean? And then he explained it to me, right? And I'm like, man, what the fuck? Look, you can't even talk to me. Like, first of all, them, the whites, I had a problem talking to the whites as it is. Okay, like I can't do it. I said somebody else. I can't do it, right? I just can't. Call me whatever you want. I just can't do it, right? And I figure they're just not out. I can't. And everybody I'm talking to, I feel like is a fucking white supremacist. That's how I feel. That's just how I feel, right? But I'm serious.
Yep.
It's really bad. It's really bad. So,
no, but no, man.
Like,
that's the hard part about it, though, sister. You coming from the black radical tradition, the black person they get to run against you is going to be the person who presents himself. Well, see, she's not reasonable
mm-hmm.
like I am
mm-hmm.
and willing to compromise.
Yeah, I can't
that's
be
the
coachable.
Black person they run against you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they say I can't be coachable. I can't. I like you. Look, first of all, they can't. I refuse to be indoctrinated or bossed around anymore now that I've been re-educated, reprogrammed, okay? It just won't happen. But secondly, I'm like one of those type of people. I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm 43 years old. There is a shit I have not seen, heard. I've been out in the world, okay? And I just know that it's some old bullshit and they're lying. And when we come to the running for city council, I was like, do I have to choose a party? And because I'm independent. I've been watching how the races were running when he ran for mayor. And I was like, well, should I just join up and then, slide in and get in, drop the Democratic affiliation as soon as I get up in there? Or what should I do? Or we just got to go super hard and fucking hope to God that fucking, there's support. Because when we thought there was going to be support from our community, that we actually have to live in and run around in, that it was like a surprise that there was no fucking support.
They supported other candidates that didn't have a black first agenda, that wasn't prioritizing black people.
At all.
It's like you would think
at all.
You would
and
run
like,
somebody
that
would have your best interest in mind, but you would think that's who you would support.
But you know the answer to that. You can't get disheartened. You got to understand that mass media and propaganda are very powerful. You got a lot of folks who are outside of their mind. So that's going to happen sometimes, too. But the good thing is, even like win or lose, if you can get an issue to stick and then build around that shit builds too. But think about that brother in New York, the rent is too high brother. He went out there, single issue campaign. Of course he didn't win, but he was able to start building with housing advocates in New York. They was fighting for rent control and all kinds of other stuff. And, they got some wins out there. Now, all the people, they just laugh at him. Oh, that guy, he's funny. Ha, ha, ha. No, he was getting something done because he understood. Okay,
right.
I got this issue that I know the winner. And he ran on it, and then, he did his advocacy.
Right.
The rent is too damn high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how prophetic is that, brother, thinking about it, what we see it now across the country?
Yeah, very much so.
I mean, I feel like with that, with the city council thing, I'm like, part of me is like, I was a little bit disheartened by it because I feel like all this work, that we did to bring the black into here is so vital to us.
Oh no, you got background noise. Are you outside?
Oh, my bad. Yeah, I am. I'm still listening.
Okay.
I was like, it's so important, and then to watch black people bug dance and hug up and cape for the white person is like really fucking disheartening. That's the premise of the show, because I was like, I'm watching this shit because we have a runoff, so I'm watching this shit with the people that we know in the city do the worst shit, and I'm just like, how the fuck you gonna go with somebody that white lady tokenizes, and they just capitalize it off the back of black people, and your black ass isn't going nowhere. You didn't go nowhere. You're not advancing anyway in any fucking realm. Your pockets ain't got fatter. You ain't moved in position. You're still in the same shit. You're still sitting there. You didn't really advance nowhere. If I could see you at 2 o'clock or fucking on any given day of the week at another broadcast, like, you ain't getting nowhere. But this motherfucker is this white lady, aside of it's not an opinion, it's fact, but like a side piece is over there fucking advancing their chest piece, and you're just giving it up. You're just there holding signs, and I'm feeling like, and this is a bad look, black people. Do you really, like, make me understand. Help, just explain it to me. I can understand why you don't want, like, you didn't choose T. Paris. Okay, great, fuck it, it's whatever. We're over that now. But why are you doing the bullshit you're doing now? Like, it don't make no goddamn sense to me, I'm not saying everybody get pro. I'm kind of saying everybody be pro-black and fucking, stand on that shit. I guess I am saying that, but it just doesn't make any sense to me at all. That's all I was like, let me just
stop
ask
agreeing you. That you want change. Stop saying that you want change. And you're not going to put money behind it. You're not going to put support behind it.
Yeah.
Like, just stop saying that you want change.
Stop saying that, because now you got to live with 4 years of your fucking in the bed you made. Lying that shit. Don't come saying later on to Team Paris on whatever fashion or whatever form you run into Team Paris, oh, I wish we would have made a better choice, or I wish we would have, you know, man, you still talk about tangibles, right? Every Saturday, cuz. Every Saturday.
Right.
It doesn't change. But you don't get tangibles because you over there doing some other off-brand shit. You know what I mean? And don't get mad at me because I'm the one saying it because somebody has to fucking say it.
Right.
And, like, nowadays, we're in 2023. Why the fuck is everybody still so quiet? 2023, you got fucking transgender people making whole scenes in the state house or wherever the fuck they're making scenes at. You got fucking black people talking about being black 1 minute, they get expelled from the fucking, from the house or whatever. They come back 3 days later and it's multiracial. You see what I'm saying? It has no fucking sense. And we're just sit back and accept the shit. Like, I don't understand. I don't get it. You know what I mean? All right, go ahead. I have my little rant for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, but it's like
no, that makes sense. And we've all seen it, all been through it. You know what the illest part about all that is? I know y'all have experienced this too, where y'all do a show, y'all have some people on, and they repeating like some talking points that you know they've heard on TV. You beat up the talking point and try to explain to them why that's not real. And you think, okay, maybe we made some progress. And the next week, they come back to the show and they tell you some different talking points but a similar fact. And you're like, hey, this propaganda is amazing. It's like they brainwash them all over again overnight.
That's why we have to make sure you have the stars, because stars be doing that shit. Stars be getting on here with them same played out ass talking points. And it's like, is this a black person I'm talking to? Or is this a white supremacist black face that I'm talking to? Because week after week.
The latter. That's what it sounded like. The latter.
Like,
he sounded like the latter to me when I was under. like I got a broadcast, right, that I don't really promote, right? I just like to get on there and fuck it. Talk my shit, and I don't give a damn, and whoever watches it, but I know people are watching it, right? Not because the numbers say so. The numbers are like, don't even make sense. It's always under 20, okay? The numbers could say that, but then I could hear people in my motherfucking city using my goddamn talking points on their shit. You know what I mean? Or they'll use my, like, my little special little phrases or whatever, you know, because I like to evolve when I feel like people are stealing my shit, so I like to evolve, like constantly evolving, right? But I'm like, I know that they're doing it, but why don't you, like, if you take something from me, do the right thing and say, shout out to so-and-so for, you know, that's where I got it from, or run that Cash App, or do something like that, you know, instead of fucking just writing off with people's ideas, because that was the main thing with us during the campaign.
We had a whole cracker named Chris Hansen, who was a state senator. He, this motherfucker, one of his
campaigns.
They
campaign had somebody listening on y'all?
No, one of his.
No,
well,
he said.
That's a given. That's a given. I mean, I kind of expect
that's
at
a given,
this
yeah.
point. But no, one of his campaign staff got a hold of a flyer because he was black on the surface. He was black. He got a hold of one of the flyers. This motherfucker turns around and makes a whole TV commercial out of one of our policies that we had on the platform, which was to audit these goddamn service providers, like I was mentioning earlier, the Car Auto Coalition for the Homeless, Jesus Saves, Meriden House, Salvation
Army. When Jesse was running, you know, because it's like it was just us. It really, you know, through the whole campaign, we couldn't get a team together. It was a whole bunch of fucking bullshit. So ultimately, it was just me and him, right? And so I would be making flyers, and my flyers, you know, which I like to take pride in. My flyers only went and touched black hands. I might have made an inclusive one, but I didn't even hand it out to anybody other than black people, right? So when we're passing out flyers to black hands so that they can read and educate themselves on what we're talking about as far as pushing a black agenda, one of the people that we, you know, that was handed a flyer based on the principle he's black, handed it off to the fucking, to one of the candidates who's obviously white, and he made a whole motherfucking thing out of it. Not to mention everybody who, you know, because, you know, being that we were writing can is a whole bunch of shit, but being that we were writing, right, you can go and sit in front of Jesse's face, right, and sit there and say my mother, like when I say mine, it's ours, right, mine and his, whatever, our talking points, our fucking, whatever's word is, however we say it, sit there and look him dead in his face and say the same fucking line that we're saying like that. And I was like, the fucking audacity, disrespect. Get your own fucking brain. Like, you know what I mean? I do the work. My brain is running 24/7. I just sit on creativity all fucking day long. That's not a cap. That's fucking reality. That's just me creating shit all day because I got no fucking manic energy. I'm bored and I got shit else going on. You know what I mean? But don't do that and then have the audacity to look him in his face knowing that they don't want him to talk because, you know, even though he's running for office, he's a writer, so he's not welcome to speak in black church of all fucking places. And you let all these white people and whatever else speak my shit and look directly at him, and that right there is a slap in the fucking face. And I was like, they're lucky I didn't go nowhere, Jesse, because I couldn't handle it because I wouldn't handle it. You know what I mean? Like, people know I don't have no manners when it comes to shit like that. Yeah.
So this is like dirty tricks like Nixon's, basically. Like, damn.
And then on top of it, our own so-called skin folk that was running these mugs, they on some all-inclusive bullshit, but yet they still in our terminology talking about unhoused neighbors. You ain't outside with the unhoused neighbors. You don't even know why I call them unhoused neighbors, opposed to the homeless, the destitute, the transient, the bum.
Be so disrespectful, and a lot of that shit was a lot of the, you know, I like, part of me wants to blame some of that on the outcome of what happened, but it really bummed me out. Like, I don't experience depression, but I really got depressed, like, for the last, how long has it been since the election? What, almost a month?
Almost a month.
Right?
It'll be a month
for
next
last
week.
3 weeks. I've been really depressed, and only because, like, I felt like these people advanced themselves during the election. They advanced themselves on not just on Jesse's hard work and effort. They shamed him. They fucking acted like we were poor sports, poor losers, poor sports, right? Like, you didn't lose well or whatever. It wasn't that. But he had just been calling out the movement from, like, day one. Everything that happened to us, we called it out from day one when they didn't want to accept the financing, certain parts of the certain donors. They didn't want to accept certain signatures. They didn't want to do this and that. We were calling out since day one, and motherfuckers decided that it was okay. It's all fun and games to mock and drag him. And when I hear about it, I'm like, oh, hell no, 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 because we knew how much work it went into doing when people were like, you can't, we need money to go do this. We need money to put flyers out for you. We need this, we need that. And, you know, it was hard. It was fucking hard. So me and him did it old-fashioned, just us. Handing out flyers on our own, fucking doing everything by ourselves, with little to fucking, barely little to any money, you know what I mean? And trying to push an agenda that really matters to us.
Well, there's a lot of controversy about how, there's a lot of controversy around how this whole election went down. They have some shit called the Fair Elections Fund. It's not fair, despite what they tell you, it's not fair about it. And then they had the shit with the ballot and how that shit went down. There's actually two or three lawsuits right now against the Denver Elections Division. And what's so ironic about that is, you know, Fox News just had that big lawsuit against Dominion. Well, no, guess where Dominion's located at?
In Denver.
In Denver. So we had this thing.
Damn,
right.
I didn't know that.
So we had this thing called the Spirit of Dominion.
They spend all that time talking about democracy and all this other stuff and how anybody can participate and all this other stuff. And then when working class regular folks do participate, they do everything they can to try to stop you from having a chance and win. Well, you need 10,000 signatures. You need to have this. You need to have like everything they can to try to stop it. But look, I got to run, man. But damn, I'm glad I called in, man. It was real good talking with y'all, man.
Yeah,
feel free to call. I'm going to definitely catch up with y'all later this week, man.
Okay, do you want to leave the people with how they could get a hold of you on before you drop off?
Nah, man. I'm taking another social media break. I finally think I'm done with it, man. I'm down to like one now, and I think I'm finally going to get off of social media. Man, I don't think it's good for me. I think I'm wasting time messing with it. So I don't know, bro.
Okay.
I'm going to have to take some time to think about it.
Yeah.
A lot of us feel that way.
Good talking with y'all, man. I'll catch y'all next show.
Okay, peace, brother.
Oh, tell Shabaka, say what up.
We definitely will.
Thanks for having me. Peace.
Thank you.
Peace.
Peace.
Black power.
Yes.
All right, so we appreciate Brother Nas for calling in. That's our brother out of ATL. Shout out to our executive producer, our co-executive producer, Shabaka Sankori. I think he had to work tonight, so he wasn't able to join us. But yeah, Lady Che, like we already know the fix was in, but we against all odds, like Tupac said, against all odds on Machiavelli, we still went at it, irregardless.
Heavily, man. It seems like I feel like it's not done yet, but yet there's got to be some sort of there's got to be some change with the people that were bringing this to. I mean, they got like, look, man, you got to want this for yourself. You can't just expect, you can't expect adequate change and shit if you're not going to be willing to
right.
go
well,
along
gotta
with
the program.
Change.
You got to be the change.
Why don't
you want to
read? Yeah, I'm like, why? We don't read no more?
Read
like,
they don't know. They stopped teaching reading when we were kids. Everything is on a tablet, on a device. These kids don't even write papers anymore. Everything is on a tablet, a device. They typing up everything. Like, they're using ChatGPT for their homework.
I'm not really hating on ChatGPT. I like that. I'm not hating on ChatGPT. I hate on it, especially for me who started doing things over again and not knowing, not really having proper grammatical skill sets or learning how to spell. Like for me, in my defense, I don't really get hate on ChatGPT because it really helps. You know, when a motherfucker like me can't spell correctly or doesn't know proper grammar because only got a little limited education, formal education, and need to be making, making some serious writing things, you know. But I also write. I also do know how to write. You know, I know how to use a pen and a piece of paper.
Right.
At the same time, I wish I would have been more hip to it when we were doing a lot of the work, you know, that we were doing in the campaign. I wish I would have been more hip to that because that would have helped me out immensely versus, not and finding it later on, you know, but there's so much stuff to stay up on that, like, how would I have known? You know what I mean? How would I have known? So much with our podcast diet that are like, you know what I mean? So much with the New Black Media, so much to keep up on with all this white media shit to report on because, you know, we got to stay in the loop of things and then report the news. It's just a lot, man. Sometimes it was just too much, you know? And I'm like, damn, Black Denver, were you that fucking scared you couldn't call in? You know you're just talking to me, little old me. Like, you know, you can't call in to fucking and It's like when we keep asking for fucking Biden sexuals to call it, and then and they don't want it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, we've only got one person calling. Shout out to Outlaw Radio out of Milwaukee. Brother Kevin Barnes and Kamar and Rail
Kevin
and Courtney. Kevin Barnes is the only one that called in and said, yeah, I voted for Biden, but I regret it.
Yeah.
Because they regret that shit. The, all them people that was like, yeah, we're on vote anybody but Trump and anybody but Trump. We can't have four more years of Trump. All them people don't want quiet, for the most part.
So, like, well, what do you think about it now? Like, what are your thoughts now with the people that are running right now that are allegedly going to run or allegedly running, what do you think about it now? Like, so far as what Biden and Trump and they got some hopefuls. They, I feel like they're paving the road, like we've seen earlier in the year. You know what I mean?
I think
setting it up.
Whoever, I think it's gonna boil down to whoever's gonna cut the goddamn check. I don't give a fuck at this point who cuts the check. The check needs to be cut. I'm pondering myself because I've been asked to run again, but this time for vice president. And I'm really pondering if I want to jump in because I would be the only one, because Marianne Williamson, she's offering what reparations, but not the amount we're talking about, nowhere close, and not to the specificity that we are. So I'm like this, like whoever's going to cut the check, that's who I'm with. Out of the people that's officially filed to run for the 2024 election, presidential election, I don't trust none of them. I don't think any of them is going to do anything specifically for black people, anything in the specific interest of black people whatsoever. I think if anything, they're just going to continue to give us pushback and deny and then lie, like they've been doing for centuries. So I don't see, with the current proper candidates, I don't see nothing changing except the face and the high place. But is anything tangible for black people? Nah, I don't see anything for foundational black Americans. Nah, I definitely don't see it.
I don't either, and I don't want to see anything be pushed under the rug either. I want to see it move forward. Just because I feel like I'm heavily invested in watching it progress forward. I really give a fuck who's that these last two people are Trump or fucking Biden running. I mean, Jesus Christ, like, I didn't see a lot of progression either way. I guess if there's been progression, I haven't seen it in my own. Well, maybe a couple of times. Maybe. Let me take that back. There's been some things that have helped, you know, I guess in the state as far as our state is concerned, like when we got the stimulus, and maybe because we got housed during that time. But other than that, I don't really know. You know, I don't really want to pay attention. But I don't think that either one right now is necessarily better or good for us for the future. And I don't think that the people that they want or that they keep mentioning as may or may not run or whatever is necessarily good for black people either, you know, at all. Like, I don't think DeSantis is good. I don't think
Tim
Scott is good.
We call them the panties. We crumb bum on the panties. The hell
yeah,
with him.
I don't think the panties is good. I don't think fucking Tim Scott is good. I don't think Gavin Newsom's good. I don't think a lot of motherfuckers are adequately fucking good representation of anything, like, other than padding their own pockets and agendas, you know. Right.
Padding their own pockets and being good spokespeople and mascots for racism and puppets for racism and white supremacy. So yeah, I don't see nothing changing in our benefit.
I don't either. And even the little changes that are happening right now, I think that those are just because it's election. It's you know, they're preparing to be campaigning, so they're trying to do, you know, little things that are like Biden, for example, trying to do little things to, you know, that's going to make somewhat of a difference. But really, is it going to make a difference? I don't know. He hasn't done nothing in his whole 50 plus years of being in public office
to benefit black people. So I wouldn't expect him to do it now. And he's to the point now, Biden is 82 years old. He wouldn't live another term.
That's part of the problem. But the other problem is that what he's doing now, it doesn't necessarily benefit. And none of that shit really benefits black people. A lot of it is just like mess cleanup or whatever, you know, like with whatever you do with the immigration shit. Like, we got a lot of motherfucking problems that they're not really trying to address.
No, they're not, because these are buffer classes. As I said, Dr. Claude Anderson had warned us about this shit going back as early as 2013, like by 2050, by 2063. Black people's wealth will be at $0. Like, it's an all-out war on us, black family, like, in all nine human activities, economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, sex, war, and religion. All in our areas, but we were at full-blown war and have been in full-blown war for several centuries. So enough is enough for this, but we're down to our last 10 minutes of the show, Lady Chase. So how you want to close this one out? This is technically your show. So go ahead.
I can't tell. Just kidding. I'm playing around. I would like to say that thank you, Brother Shabaka, for allowing me to have a broadcast tonight. I feel like Black Denver, you should have called. Either way, I'm still going to be making these hot boy statements.
Hot girl statements, yeah.
Because there's only 2 genders. Yeah, I've been saying, like, yeah, I know. I'm a real girl, so I can say. I've been saying hot boy statements for like the whole time. Like, just to say, I don't like saying that. I feel like a Megan Thee Stallion type shit, and it's got to go to a whole nother level of ratchetness. So I'm just gonna say, I've been making this hot boy statement, so like, say something. You know, I say stay black, stay dangerous, stay highly favored, and keep an eye on your mate, children, and definitely fucking call out white supremacy every time you see it, and every time you think you're surrounded by one, make sure you call that out. Everybody's just being so freely able to do whatever they want nowadays, and you can't let that happen either. I'll say that I don't think that either choice in the Denver mayoral election is a good choice. I'm still gonna be riding that helmet and talking shit because some of the shit talking is true. And I don't think that I don't think that some things should be allowed to continue. And also, too, I'm disappointed that, you know, say you want change, fucking act like you want change and stand on that, you know. It's kind of discouraging, but at the same time, maybe it's just more motivating. I don't know. Stay black, stay dangerous. Obviously, tune into the Frontline Black News. Tune into another generous, hearty episode of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, whenever on every Tuesday and Friday morning. and the RVA, which is probably coming on here shortly on YouTube.
Okay. Yeah, we lost Lady K. Okay. Let's see if we kind of call back in. But yeah, Judge, definitely check us out on all of our platforms, Frontline Campaign. And we are at under Frontline Black News and the Revolutionary Agenda and Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. You can find Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced on Twitter at Shabaka EXP. And you can also find Frontline Black News and the Revolutionary Agenda on YouTube and Facebook. So peace, love, light, reparations, and separations. And Black Empowerment. Join us tomorrow night for a brand new episode of the Frontline Black News at our regular schedule time of 10 p.m. Mountain. I was at Kay Reno's show last weekend, so I wasn't able to participate in the show, but Lady Che held it down. So make sure y'all tap into season 3, because we're in season 3 now. Episode 4. So make sure y'all stay tuned for that. And the air date of this program was 4/28/2023, April 28th, 2023. And like Lady Che was saying, it's a no win in this Denver mayoral selection. Neither one of these candidates are going to do anything specifically for Black people. So we just need to hold our vote, Black people in Denver especially, and until we get something tangible. So stay Black, stay dangerous, stay empowered, and stay vigilant. Keep your head on the swivel, Black family. We're going to go out with Black.
That sound about right. Yeah. No, you ain't never said a lie. You ain't told a lie. Yeah. Everybody wanna be an athlete. Everybody wanna rap on beats. Everybody wanna eat watermelon and fried chicken. From Star used to Black Bean. Everybody wanna hit after me. Watch your back, cause they after me. Got different women up in my living room trying to measure my dick. Maybe it's a Black thing. Don't subtweet at me. We was kicking freestyles in the backseat. Did your classrooms looking gladly. We were buying sell drugs in the alley. Yeah, finally got a pot of compassion. Working overtime and you can tell it's delicious. I don't wanna find no divine division. I be getting high, nigga, it's a Black thing. Black shots till she knock me. I be on new shit, so they copy. Did the battery. Go ahead then watch me, nigga. Don't watch TV. You can get it all on CD. Vinyl is homicidal. Every time you at my recital, I will serve you like appetizers. You should know, nigga, I'm your idol. I'm your idol now. Bubba dog pounding, nigga.
Everybody wanna be Black.
Don't nobody wanna be a nigga.
Feel like Malcolm X.
Peeking outside my window.
Everybody wanna be Black, but
don't nobody wanna be a nigga. Everybody trying to get dreads and shit. But they ain't African. All the light girls getting the tan so they can darken their skin. I'm sorry, it's a Black thing. I don't give a fuck, yeah, I said the shit. The rhetoric. Everybody wanna design something for Louis Vuitton. Maybe it's the Black thing. Blacked out in the backseat of the Black Jeep, listening to Black by me. You can catch me a taste of soul, eating on gumbo with the Black IP. Yeah, Black on, Black nigga, I'm back on, track my shit, Black owned. If you ain't a nigga, then you can't say nigga, it's the Black thing. Right lead, do the right thing. Don't step on my Nikes, just got these. Go roll for the neck piece, nigga, you up on my white tee. Where you wanna be, just like me, huh? To the police, wanna lock me up. Step your own creep, Black Air Force Ones. What it's gon' be, you can ask about me.
Who up in the West?
Bubba dog pounding, nigga.
Everybody wanna be Black.
Don't nobody wanna be a nigga.
Feel like Malcolm X.
Peeking outside my window.
Everybody wanna be Black, but
don't nobody wanna be a nigga.